Your new project is to imagine you are creating a new ecotourism business. Ecotourism is tourism based around being in certain parts of nature. So there is ecotourism retreats, there's ecotourism hotels, there's adventure packages that you can take. Ecotourism would be going to Peru and doing the Machu Picchu trail and hiking it the whole time. So I pay to do that, but I'm a tourist and I get to go and hike and do these things in nature. So you're creating a new ecotourism business somewhere in the world. And it could be anything that you want, any type of place that you want. And your business, you should have, a business card or a pamphlet or something to go along with your business explaining what it is. So you need to have something that explains what your ecotourism business is. Then you have to present that business to local authorities and, you know, the local government to approve it as an ecotourism business, especially if you are having tourists and lots of tourists come into sensitive ecosystems. So you need to create a proposal that demonstrates how all, you know, 7 of the Leave No Trace principles are going to be used, as well as how you're going to preserve the areas that you're in. Right? So that's the second part. First part, again, you need to create your business. Tell me what it is. Design a card. Design, you know, a fake, you know, website page or something for your ecotourism business. And then you're going to, the second part, create a proposal that will allow the local government or local authorities to approve it, especially if it's in a controversial area, something that's very sensitive, and that people, if they don't treat it properly, might wreck it. The third part is you need to create a pamphlet of things that people will see when they're there in that ecosystem. And I'm talking specifically what type of plants and trees that they will encounter there that are unique to that area. So even if it's not above water, say you were doing a diving business, what kind of plants are the end, underwater trees? And there are underwater big plants. They don't call them trees, but they are big enough. What will they see? So you have three parts to this assignment. The first is creating your ecotourism business. The second is your proposal. And the third is a pamphlet or a guide of what people could see when they're there. I want to see at least 5 species of plants or trees that they would encounter that are unique to that area. You will have this block as well as next block to finish this. So you're going to have 2 classes to finish this project, and this will finish up our first section of forestry class, and you will have 2 blocks to work on it, and I will be choosing your groups. Good luck!